Here They Sleep, a narrative on Richland City. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to research by David Thompson about Richland County cemeteries, Old Burial Ground, reviewed on April 30th, 1975, by Mervyn Banker and H.A. Dieter. The nearest access to the Lost Cemetery is by following U.S. 14 to Gotham, then on to Sawmill Road, then another 0.4 mile just south of the railroad crossing, and immediately to the right at the Highline Clearing. It was reported that a number of gravestones were left standing after the exhumation of certain burials and their removal to both the Button and Sextonville cemeteries. There are no visible markers in the described area. It was also reported in 1954 that the last stone to remain was standing, and it was that of Reverend Solomon Chaffee, a circuit pastor of the regional Presbyterian churches. A relative of John B. Chaffee, a one-time resident of Richland City, served with the 4th Wisconsin 6th Battery in the Civil War. The total abandonment of this cemetery is matched only by the death of this history-making river town. Many factors, such as pioneers moving on to better things, routing of a railroad south of the Wisconsin River, and a nation divided by war with dwindling economy to follow it. These were all responsible for the passing of a brave community, Richland City. As if this were not enough, a new village to be named Gotham was soon to spring up just north of where Richland City was located. It was surveyed June 3rd through the 4th in 1891 by L.L. Appleby under the direction of M.W. Gotham. The new era of the 1890s had come to supersede its fading neighbor just to the south along the river. History has again created a retrospect, a tale of two cities. The total escape has carried with it the data. Much of it was historical value. Somewhere, it's hidden away. It may be a mere scrap of paper telling us of the missing events that were left unrecorded. Plat books will guide us to that portion of history. Sand and pine trees will lend their cover to the scenes, while man must stand forever in that offing. P.S. And by the way, a letter of May 26, 1975 from the State Historical Society of Wisconsin states there are no Richland City cemetery records on file, nor at the Archives Department in the area of research at the University of Wisconsin, Platteville, Wisconsin. Thus, the mystery deepens from year to year, even as we grope for some light to illuminate the darkness of that backstage.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative achy breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.